You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, committee member, what do you have, sir?
I hear that courage, inspired resolutions.
AI.
We're starting out with courage right now. USA Today this week wrote about a Reddit thread where folks were revealing their poor people habits, they called them.
Yes.
As a frugal cheapskate, you know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Get home.
Yeah, right
hit
there.
Me right here, right in the heart. Referring to one particular thing, however, as a poor people habit, that one really got me. This one kind of annoyed me, and that was specifically ordering only water to drink at a restaurant.
Yes, I saw this.
That being a poor person habit. Drinking water, we all know the health benefits.
Have I told you about Aquarius?
You talk about it every day, multiple times a day, in fact. It's cost-saving. It is, of course, healthy, and it's smart. Because you know what it does when you're eating food? It allows you to fully taste, fully experience, fully immerse yourself in the actual food that you are eating. No. The whole idea that you need a $12 glass of wine with your food is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous because, you know what, despite what the snobby,
if it's the right wine, oh, is it
the
good?
Snobby drinker community, which you are a part of, with what they'll tell you, no drink actually makes any dish of food taste better. You
know, that's ridiculous.
It takes you away
so wrong.
From the flavors of the food. It covers them up with that acidy wine. Blech.
Covers it up.
Pairing booze with food and convincing the eating and drinking public that there's any truth or science behind it. You know what it is? It's the biggest scam ever pulled by, you guessed it, Big Sommelier.
Am I wrong?
You should have played rapid fire radio there because you had about 17 points during that. I thought it was just going to be fairly condescending to say, well, you must be poor if you're just going to have water.
Well, the whole thing was condescending. You know, turning off the lights when you leave the room as a poor person. Apparently only poor people care about the environment and saving energy, I guess. Okay.
You know what I did when I left my house today? I turned up the air conditioning and I turned all the lights off. Who doesn't do that? I mean, if you have people there, I don't have anybody in the house right now.
You okay?
I'm broke, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
And there are times water is great for you. But there are other drinks that enhance the taste buds, open it up, and make it just even more delicious. Kind of like Crazy Eyes made delicious. Did you see that one?
Yes.
You still get no points because you could have stayed in your lane, but you hopped over here to assault the drink community, and we don't welcome that.
Well, you know what? I'm not under the spell of Big Sommelier.
Pepsi,
like clearly you are.
Absolutely enhance, you know.
Oh, get out of here.
A nice cheeseburger.
All right. Well, I know you have to agree with this one. The new Superman movie out today. Big Superman movie. Yeah, you know what? That's funny. I won't be seeing it either. The reason. Let's get into the specific reason.
Is it woke?
No.
Okay.
Superman as a character himself.
Dull.
Boring.
He is. He's terrible.
DC Comics gave him all the powers. What? Power of flight, super strength. You can't hurt him with anything. He's got the X-ray vision. He's got great hair. Oh, but they forgot to give him a personality. No personality. He's not brooding like Batman. He's not a rich, you know, playboy cool guy like Iron Man. He's not even an awkward teen like Spider-Man. No. Instead, he comes to Earth, falls in love with the first girl he meets, Lois Lane, even though she's too dim to figure out, oh, he's wearing glasses. He can't be Superman. See, he's got to be Clark Kent.
That's where I was going to go. No one can figure out just because he's wearing glasses. He looks identical. The other guys have masks on, and they're flying.
Oh, but you see, he parted his hair over here. It can't be Superman. No, an entire skyscraper of journalists at the Daily Planet.
Was that Mickey Mouse's rare cousin? Who was that you were?
Oh, no, this would be Mick.
Okay.
Oh, Mickey. Anyway, yes, that's all really I have to say. You kind of stole it there. Same guy, the reporter, they can't figure it out. Superman's boring, and the whole Superman genre, the whole Superman comic, it's just blah.
Am I wrong?
It's a rare one where you're correct, because he should be the epitome. He's the Man of Steel. Flies, handsome, dashing, can save us. And then you talk to him, you're like, God, I hope there's another tragedy somewhere else, because this conversation is dull as can be.
Well, the problem is, and aside with just the person, they gave him too much.
Too much.
Unless like you've got a pocket full of kryptonite, there's nothing you can do to him.
And to be honest, he overcomes the kryptonite every single time.
Well, he is Superman.
Maybe the kryptonite should change his personality. Maybe they have to modify, you know, the kryptonite. One time, can we have Superman who's kind of quick-witted and funny and interesting?
A little snappy little Superman.
Yeah, sarcastic Superman. Why not? Better than snooze fest Superman.
Superman on an open mic night, he'd get booed off the stage in 30 seconds.
I don't think they have super characters and superheroes at open mic.
Why not? Why can't they have open night mic at, was it Metropolis? Is that where they live?
Funny Bone. The Funny Bone in Metropolis. That's where they, you know, they can have all of them stop by. All right, more of the committee in moments. What are you doing this weekend? I want you to get out there. I want you to exercise. I want you to enjoy yourself. Maybe podcast the show. Chad Hartman Show, that'd be great. But also, get yourself a little better shape. Feel a little bit better about yourself. Where are you going to do that? You got a lot of options. I'm going to give you one that is going to emphasize stretching, because not a single soul out there stretches enough. Nobody. Livy Dunn, we've talked about her, the former gymnast. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even stretch enough. If she's in town with her guy who's pitching tonight, Livy, before the game, you don't need to see him. First of all, Livy, you don't even see him pitch. Go online, stretchlab.com. I've been going since 2019. I bring my son with his physical challenges. When I go to Stretch Lab, into the 11 locations in town, I see young middle school kids there. I see college athletes there. I see people in their 30s there. And I see people in their 80s there looking for different things. Some are super active physically, and others just lay around on the couch. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. People have been trained for months. Feel better when you're playing golf, playing tennis, pickleball, running. Stretch Lab will get it done. Stretchlab.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jason joins the conversation. Jason and Dan at Chargert Field.
Yes. It's beautiful.
A little humid out here.
It is a little. It's a little sticky. It's been a sticky summer. We got the wildfire stuff going on a little bit. What's going on in the field right now? Paint a little picture. Go back to your days when you thought you were headed for a play-by-play career. Right. What do we have right now?
Well, we saw moments ago a very big boy, Paul Skeens, the pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, out of the outfield. No sight of Livy Dunn.
No.
Just the only sight in my mind and on my For You page. That's where that is.
We'll save that. That was fine. I was uncomfortable. Briefly.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm a longtime gymnastics advocate. So
gymnastics advocate and friend of
stretching.
Friend of Hip Hop Nation.
That's what I am.
In that
order. Can't wait for Nelly. Mike, what I wanted to do, I forgot to ask Dan to take a look for this today, but how obnoxious do you think Minnesota's local news anchors were today, kind of doing stories about Nelly being at Target Field?
Yes. Yeah. You would have fallen prey yourself.
It's getting hot in where? We'll tell you where Nelly will be in the Twin Cities tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a lot of that.
That's the only Nelly song most people know, though. So
yeah, it's fair.
If it's something that's more prolific, so to speak, then you can work it a lot.
You don't go deep in the Nelly discography?
I don't personally. No, I don't have like.
But you're not a friend to the Hip Hop Nation like I am.
That's right. Okay, well, give me three quick Nelly songs and I'm seeing
Ride
you.
With Me? What about Ride With Me?
Okay, you're looking online
Grills?
Right now. I can see
Grills?
You. Okay, I'm the only one who can see you right now. The audience can't. And I can see that you're looking either at your phone or your laptop. So
49 singles.
Yeah.
48 music videos. A lot of hits.
Yeah.
Shake Your Tail Feather. How about that?
I've heard of that one.
You know that one?
Yeah.
That's from Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
No.
I was actually good with Bad Boys 1, by the way. I don't know if we.
You didn't need the sequel? I'm going with my kids to see Superman this weekend. I was sad to hear you guys ripping on it.
He's dull.
It's too woke for you guys? Is that the issue? Too
dull. He doesn't. You freshen it up, Superman. Come on.
Yeah.
Get an edge. Come on. Have a personality. All right, am I wrong, committee? Go ahead.
You mentioned National French Fry Day is today earlier, and I told you there was a big debate within the committee last night.
Heated. Was it getting hot in there?
The question was, does the standard French fry even make the Mount Rushmore of fried potatoes?
So four.
Yes.
You're not going too far here.
You get four.
Because a lot of people go to the Mount Rushmore and there's like 74 choices.
You get four, you get only four. And I'll tell you, it was a very tight vote, 8-7. I actually had, as the chairman, had to cast the deciding
vote. How many
vote.
People? We have 15 people on this committee?
It varies how many show up to the weekly meetings, but we had a full house last night. Yeah. It's very, very prestigious. You should check it out sometime.
No.
If you're invited.
I'm fine.
The Mount Rushmore of fried potatoes is, in no particular order, the breakfast hash brown, the potato cake, tater tots, and the seasoned waffle fry. The standard French fry is off of the Mount Rushmore of fried potatoes.
Am I wrong?
The potato cake is on the Mount Rushmore?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Solidly.
That's ridiculous. The potato. We said hash browns and the potato cake? Okay.
Well, they're a completely different item.
Who are you?
Pick a lane, committee.
You're trying too hard to be different, committee. Get out of here.
Well, you're insulting 15 people right
now. How about potato skins?
Stupid.
Where are potato skins?
That would have been a better pick.
The potato cake?
No.
Where are you on the shoestring potato? The shoestring fry.
Committee, where are you?
Is it a subset or is that?
I think it's probably a subset of the standard fry, and frankly, it's a weak version of the standard fry.
I'd rather have that than the potato cake.
No, you are kind of a shoestring
guy. It's not really. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
Thought that was funny, Dan. Oh, I can hear in the background.
Cackling in the background.
We got Ed McMahon over on the side.
By the way, I'm with Harrigan on this one.
The best decision
Arby's ever made was bringing back the potato
cake. You are 100% right. What a smart man.
A man who's had three vegetables in 42 years on the planet is
what
not with you.
What were the other two?
Fried something, and you were tricked into both of them. Get out of here. That's terrible. That's like Livy falling off the balance beam. What do you have next?
A very quick one. We're almost out of time here.
You're used to that.
This one's very easy. Men under 50, all men under 50 years old, knock it off with the mustaches. The time has come. Oh. It's done.
Am I wrong?
Wait a second. So once, like, Jason's okay now because Jason's
up
50.
He could
have a mustache. But nobody under?
If you've been wearing it for like 30 years, that's fine. But I'm done with the 20, 30, 40-year-olds walking up with a hipster mustache. Enough. You look ridiculous.
Okay.
It objectively looks stupid.
The hipster mustache is very different than someone who just has a conventional mustache.
No, it's hipster.
Right? Who has that under 50? No one.
Tom Selleck is still 47. Who is right now under 50 with a non-hipster mustache? That will be Jason's opening hour.
That's the opener? That's good.
That's the opener. And are you repulsed by the mustache? Lindsey Brown, pro or con mustache?
Pro.
Lindsey Brown is pro the mustache.
Of course, she's a hipster.
She is a hipster. That is true. We got to go. Jason and Dan from the ballpark. See you, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.